So we are here in Oman for Airports Innovate, and I'm joined here by Felipe, who is Director General of ACI World. So Felipe, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, it's a pleasure.
So firstly, I mean, Airports Innovate, it's your first conference of this kind. Very excited to be here. So I'm just wondering from you, what your key takeaways from this event are?
Well, innovation is key for the industry. How we will cope with the growth of the industry is linked with everything we need to do to improve the customer satisfaction as well. That's why the idea is with this event is create a platform of collaboration that you have to address the common needs of the industry, the common needs of the ecosystem that needs to include not only the airports, but the airlines, the other suppliers that will help us to address the main issues. And basically, is a way that you to drive in the innovation as a change for the improvement of our services in the future. Another thing that I think is very important for us is that how we can develop and create a sustainable passenger-centric aviation sector that have the passenger as a main reason of our existence as well. And we took advantage as well that yesterday we launched our global survey, the results of our global survey. And it's very interesting to see that 56% of the respondents are willing to travel. And that's very important for us, compared with 51% last year. That's why this innovation linked with the needs and the intention to travel for us is crucial for the future. And I think we are in the right direction to invest in innovation, invest in events like that.
Fantastic. So you touched upon it a little bit, but just want to delve into it a little bit deeper. Why is it important that airports innovate? It's no longer a nice to have, it is a must have.
Yes. I think one important point, I think we mentioned in other opportunities that we spoke about the growth of the airports. That's why we have an opportunity that we will develop and we will grow in the future. But you won't grow the size of our buildings in the same way that we grow the number of the passengers. And in addition, we won't have the same number of the employees as well. So how innovation and technology could help us to shape the future of aviation, I think that is the most important point. And how we can, using the technology and sustainability, will drive the needs of the passengers for the future as well. Also, I would like to mention the survey, because the survey also drives us in terms of what we need to do for the future of aviation. And 58% of the travelers look at the automation, the technological approach of the industry, very important for them, improve the immigration process, security process, and others. That's why we have the technology today, but the technology needs to be adopted and implemented by the governments. That's why this connection with the ecosystem is very important. The second one, I think, is the personalization of the travel experience. Believe it or not, 74% of the passengers would like to have like a simple things like an app that can help us, them to drive on this world of travel. And I think it's very interesting to see how can improve the travel journey using certain tools that will help us to improve the experience of the passenger, also the use of our buildings. And also the emotional engagement. We need to see that the people continue to engage with other people in certain parts of the airport. That's why they need the help. They would like to talk with someone. They like to see someone. But also, how can airports, with the use of technology, help to create an ambience that touch the emotion of the people and help the people to be, more. Let's say with the happiness in the way that they use the system, they use the airport, and they are with us as well. The remote and hybrid work changed the world. It's something that continues. People like to connect working with the travel business with the holidays. And I think that's a trend that you realize. And of course, sustainability is on top of mind of everybody. 72% of the travelers look at the green environmental initiatives for the airports, and 43% already know or already mention in certain ways the sustainable aviation fuels. That's why it's interesting to see how this technological approach can touch base in many areas of our buildings, many areas of the things that we are already doing.
Excellent. Now, what challenges will airports be facing in 2024?
Well, we are so happy that the crisis was in certain ways left behind. We have a big increase in terms of our forecast from the last year to for the last June to now. We expect in 2000 in June that this year we have around the forecast was around 92.2% of 92.3% in terms of the number of passengers comparatively 2019. And now we launch a new forecast that is 94.2, so it's a little bit 2% more. But that trend will help us to, as we speak, domestic passengers already surpass the numbers of passengers that we had in 2019. And the international passengers will go a little bit early rather than 2025, as we forecast before, will be in 2024. In that way, in the mid of 2024, we'll be fully recovered from 2019, and that is a great news. That's why we are improving the figures that we had before. We still with certain headwinds in front of us, but we are so happy that that is coming back on track. And that will catch up in our future 20 years expectation that you double the size. We expect to have more than 19 billion passengers by 2041. And again, working with efficiency, working with digitalization technology, invest in the current and new infrastructure will be crucial for the future. And again, sustainability will play a key role. As we speak as well in Dubai, they are having the CAF that we expect at the end of this week we'll have the results of the countries. We adopt a kind of target for sustainable aviation fuels. And we have the COP some weeks ahead. That's why all the focus on these sustainability aspects will drive the decisions by the governments in terms of the future. In terms of ACI, what we are doing on that, in terms of the challenges and opportunities, our airport carbon accreditation program is reaching more than 560 airports. Considering that we have 2,000 members, is a huge number. Considering the size of these members, we reach around 50-55% of the global traffic of the passengers. And our 2,000 members have 95% of the traffic. That's why what you are saying is more than a half of the passengers of the passengers that we have today already pass for airports that are investing in the sustainability, investing in reducing their carbon footprint. We are also working with World Economic Forum, the Airports of Tomorrow. That is an initiative that we are developing with them to involve in the whole aviation ecosystem, basic in four pillars. That is how we can finance these, let's say, sustainable aspects of the industry, but how we can finance the growth of the industry, how we can invest in technology, how we can invest in IT, and how we can make exactly this process help the airports to turn in energy hubs rather than be passenger hubs and aircraft hubs. That's right. The energy transition that the airports would like to be part in the future, playing a key role on the sustainable aspect of the industry, but also in the future of the industry as well. In terms of technology, sustainability, grow, we still recovering financially from the industry, from the crisis, and we expect that we still have some tough years ahead, especially in the small and medium airports, that will be facing difficult times in terms of how they will continue to invest. In that way, how the governments will support the investments in green finance will be very important for us, not only for the sustainable aspect of energy, but the survival of these members that will need to do something as well to improve the sustainability of their airports.
And what is on your personal agenda then for 2024? I'm sure there's lots, but if you could give us the highlights.
Well, What I want to do, if I can, is travel a little bit less, try to be a little bit more effective in my plan. Sometimes we don't realize, but last month, for example, I visited 4 continents and 11 countries in 30 days. I need to stop to do that. I love to be with our members. I love to be with the people. But this kind of things is really creating the difficulty as well to continue to manage properly ACI. We need to work in next year, continue to develop, improve the relationship with ICAO. I'm very happy that we continue with our focus on the customer-centric approach. That's why I'm very excited about our Customer Experience Summit that will be in Atlanta next September in 24. And also, we are looking forward to being in the regions, seeing our members, talk with them, seeing what they are doing well. There is so many things that our members are doing around the world, from Hong Kong to Colombia to Montevideo to Dakar. It's nice to go and see this development, see what they are doing, also to help them to share these opportunities with the different parts of the world. So it will be a busy year, focus on our customer experience, focus in sustainability, and focus in supporting the industry to continue to grow.
Excellent. I mean, it sounds like a very busy year ahead. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. Felipe, that was my final question. Thank you.
Thank you.